are you today? Welcome back to the Slay Challenge. This is day 22. Woo, 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 woo! Man, are we getting it in or what? I cannot believe how fast this whole thing has gone. I mean, it's flying for me. I don't know how it's going for you, but this thing is flying. Anyway, before we jump in, let me just ask you, how'd the exercise go for you yesterday? You remember, if I am the manifestation of my intention, and then you had the two questions to answer. Did you resonate with the questions? Did you find them to be true for yourself or not so much? All right. Just let me know. I'm just kind of curious. Inquiring minds want to know. You know how I do. Okay, so I'm going to begin your message today just by saying that not only are you the manifestation of your intention, everything in your life is. Yes, it's who you are, but it's all of the things that you see in your environment. So as you look around you right now, what do you see? Yes, I'm going to keep asking that question because it's important. If the whole plan is to rebirth and manifest something else, it's important to see what's there, because sometimes what you have in your immediate environment is clutter. And I don't mean that it's dirty or anything like that. What I'm saying is sometimes we have things in our space that interfere with our ability to call other things into our lives. Let me give you an example. For a long time, I would sleep with my books, my notebooks, my journals, my ink pens, my laptop in the bed with me. Well, at the time, it wasn't a problem for me, right? It didn't bother me at all. I wasn't looking to call anything else into my life. But if I am a person who says that I want an intimate relationship with someone, yet every night I go to bed with a bunch of books and laptops and shit, there's no room for anybody else to come into my life. You know, we kind of have to set the stage, if you will. So I wasn't setting the stage to allow somebody else in. Anyway, you get the picture. Yeah, today is going to be about looking around again. The situation you find yourself in right now is just the result of decisions you previously made and or actions you previously took. You may believe that you are at the worst possible place at the worst possible time in your life. And right now, it may be as fucked up can get. But you have to back away from the fucked upness of it. Accept that this is just the place you have to start from. Be cool with it. Actually, be thankful for it. And stop the beatdown. Stop beating yourself up about it. Because truth be told, every experience we have throughout our lives is there to shape us, to mold us, to teach us, to strengthen us in some way. And these experiences arise to prepare us for the dynamic being we are created to be. Do you know that you are created for the purposes of expressing and imparting your creative genius? First, do that for yourself and then for the world. And if you really are in a fucked up situation, just know that it is not your truth. Now, we've talked about this a few times, so I hope you really understand that you are the truth of the divine spirit that lives in you and nothing less. Okay? Your now is always a beginning place. See it as such and make peace with wherever you are. your quote of the day. In the process of letting go, you will lose many things from the past, but you will find yourself. Deepak Chopra. Your affirmation of the day. I release all ties to anything from my past that makes me feel less than the truth of who I am.
Let that shit go.
And finally, your task of the day is to look around you again. Look around and start to get rid of, yes, I'm saying clean house, tangibly touch some things and throw them away or give them away or whatever it is that you need to do. But start to look around your environment and look for the things that no longer resonate with the you say you want to be, with the you that is part of your rebirth. All right? Move all the clutter and allow it to come. Allow the good to come. Okay, goddess, that is it for me. I hope you have an amazing day. Go out and make it beautiful for yourself as well as someone else. And I will see you back here again tomorrow. Much love. Mwah.